Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Had we seen any selling momentum, it would have been easier to predict. But since even at a price point of 70K, there's no selling pressure yet, and unrealized profits are just increasing day by day. So I do think that the momentum is going to continue. And this cycle, it's fair to say that the cycle will definitely breach a mark of 100K plus.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, April 8th, also known as Eclipse Day in many parts of the world. And this is Markets Daily, a show where we get into the minds of some of the smartest and most experienced investors, traders, analysts, CEOs, professors, basically anyone who has a hot or smart take on what's going on in the crypto markets. I'm Jen Sanasi. Before we get into our discussion today, let's take a look at what's going on in the crypto markets. If you've just woken up or you've just tuned in, it is green across the board. According to CoinDesk indices, at 8 a.m. Eastern time, Bitcoin was up over 4%. Over $72,000 this morning, and Ether up more than 7%, up above $3,600. And the CoinDesk 20 index was at 2,697 points, up around 4%. If you're wondering, the CoinDesk 20 measures the performance of top digital assets. All right, let's get right into it. For more on markets action, we're bringing in BitGet South Asia head Jyotsna Hardiani. All right. Like I said, everything is green across the board. What are you seeing this morning? What do you think is driving interest?
I think it's a very strong day. There was a lot of resistance for the past few days and the market was going volatile. But today it has actually crossed a resistance level, which is very strong. And 24-hour trading volume seems very high. So I think we are seeing the Bitcoin halving and the sentiment and the narrative play out. And we hope to expect the same momentum continue till halving happens.
What do you expect to see leading up to the halving? The halving is expected to happen in just a few weeks now. Are you expecting it to look similar to one of the previous halvings?
It's tough to predict, but I'll share the indicators that I'm seeing and how it's looking. Okay. This is the first time that Bitcoin all-time high was actually crossed much before the halving happened. And this is the first cycle that has happened. But few indicators that we see, for example, stablecoin net inflows and liquidity seems to be increasing and at an all-time high. And that shows very solid momentum that a lot more trading is to be expected. We're also seeing that unrealized profits are increasing and people are still not selling at a price point of 70K and above. That means the holding momentum is going to strongly hold and continue. So seeing the momentum, I think the market looks solid and robust, and we can expect some good numbers in the next few months to come after halving as well.
So I think we can look to past halvings to say, like, we expect something similar to happen when we look at different trends and indicators. But something different happened this year, the spot Bitcoin ETF. Do you think that event will make the halving maybe look differently than it has in one of the past three halvings?
Yes. Definitely is. I think that's one of the most driving factors out there to see. Because with institutional pressure, the kind of buy pressure that's there right now on the supply side is extremely high, because obviously institutional volume cannot really match the volume that retail bring in. And this is the first cycle we are going to see that play out. So it's going to be very unpredictable. And that's one of the reasons why all-time high was crossed so early this time, even before halving. So I think that supply pressure is going to continue and this halving and the impact is going to be much different than what we have seen in the previous cycles because of this.
Just so you say, it's going to be unpredictable. And I'm going to do something horrible now and ask you to make a little bit of a prediction. What do you think is going to happen to the price of Bitcoin after the halving?
I won't be comfortable giving a range yet, but I do feel that the momentum is very strong. Had we seen any selling momentum, it would have been easier to predict. But since even at a price point of 70K, there's no selling pressure yet and unrealized profits are just increasing day by day. But I do think that the momentum is going to continue. And this cycle, it's fair to say that the cycle will definitely breach a mark of 100K plus. That's the prediction from most of the analysts. But what will happen immediately after the halving in a short term? I think we can say it's going to be positive, but very tough to give a range around that.
Okay, let's focus in on ETH now. It really has just been trucking along, very, very little movement in the past few days. Like I said at the beginning of the show, now up over 7%. But analysts are saying that maybe we're not going to see the approval of an ETH ETF in May. What do you think's driving the interest in ETH this morning? Is it just tacking on along to Bitcoin interest?
I do think on similar lines, like ETH is very correlated with Bitcoin. So any positive momentum in Bitcoin definitely drives ETH up. So that's what we are seeing to play. Because when it comes to the ETF approval side, the last one of the batch, as you said, is due in May. If that goes positive, that's going to be a huge pump. But that's not looking like it so far. So the only thing that's driving it is the overall momentum of halving essentially and the market seeming positive, not specifically the ETF news, which seems very neutralized. It's definitely not positive.
What do you think the chances that we see an ETH ETF approved in the US this year?
I think this question we better be asked with SEC. Because I think everybody hopes it gets approved. But I do think if it doesn't get approved, there's going to be definitely some downward pressure on ETH if the approval doesn't happen.
Okay, let's talk about BitGet now. A lot of news coming out of BitGet in the last week. We can't cover all on the show, but one I want to hit is that BitGet's native token recently reached an all-time high. What are you seeing there? Talk to me about what you think led to this.
Bitcoin token has pretty much been the best performing token single-handedly across all the exchange tokens so far in 2023 and 24. So I think it's pretty much resonates with how the performance of the company overall is doing. And that conviction gets moved out to the token and people start to trust the token more and more. So that's what it played like. To add, for example, our quarter report is yet to be out in the next few days. It's not out yet. But we are seeing 100% increase in volume across spot and futures. So this kind of performance definitely drives the price of the Matic token up because the trust essentially goes high on the platform quite a lot.
You are the South Asia head. Talk to me. We've talked a lot about the United States here, but I want to talk a little bit about the market that you focus on. What are the South Asian markets focused on? Is it Bitcoin and Ether like we've been talking about or something else?
It's similar. So, for example, Asian users relatively are users which have more of a holding behavior is generally what we have seen versus a trading behavior. For example, they like spot a lot. Even they do trade quite a lot in derivatives, but they also like spot kind of products as well. So we are very heavily focused on the user adoption, the product innovation, simplifying it because a lot of new retail users, which are new to crypto ecosystem, are coming from the Asian geographies. So that's where we are focused on to drive this adoption from new retail users. And it's going pretty well so far.
Is there any particular altcoin or meme coin that's gaining traction over in Asia?
So I won't name coins if you want me to. But I do things when new retail comes in for adoption. What generally happens is narratives drive a lot of volume. So definitely if we see RWA as a narrative, even meme coins as a narrative, some of those are really driving volume. So you see a lot of new users starting their first crypto journey with RWA tokens, and that's gaining momentum as well in the Asian geographies.
All right. And the last thing I want to touch on here before we wrap up is one of the headlines that have come out about BitGet recently, and that's the stake to mine platform that was launched called PoolX. The platform is going to allow users to stake coins and earn tokens. Can you tell me a little bit more about it and how it works?
So the concept is very similar to Launch Pools. What happens is a lot of people come together and they stake something called BGB, which is our native token, or USDT, which is the stable coin, and a percentage of the returns go to them. So as I said, Asian users have a lot of holding behavior, and these products do very well in the geographies that I look after. So we have a new launch coming, which is Chat AI token, which will come in the pool X format. So users will pool the BGB and USDT and get a percentage of ROI in return as an airdrop for that. So we are seeing a very good traction for it already.
Can you tell me a little bit more about Chat AI?
Chat AI is first of the tokens that we are trying to launch. PoolX is our platform, which is very similar to LaunchPool. But seeing the momentum of how sport tokens, particularly the narrative, is being driven, we are doing our due diligence and bringing those kinds of projects on PoolX. So this is actually the first project which we are bringing onto PoolX, which will be live this week.
And can you tell me how many more projects we can expect over the year?
Tough to predict over the course of year, but I can give you some stats in the hindsight. Like, for example, in this quarter, we had more than 150 plus coins being listed out with the kind of traction we were seeing with spot and retail users. That makes our coin standing at 720 plus tokens or projects which are listed on BitGet today. So definitely the users can expect a similar momentum week over week of the new coins which are coming on either launch pool or directly on the spot listings on BitGet.
Jyotsna, it's always such a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining the show.